And we do have a quorum here, and I should have looked around the room to see who are missing. I'm missing Don and Charles and
Wayne.
Lloyd's on the phone. Yeah. Good morning, Lloyd. All right. Yeah. I'll just have the normal opening remarks, which is we have a policy and we have some people in the audience. We welcome your input, and we will have, it doesn't have to be at a particular time. You can speak.
Good morning. This is Charles Allred.
Hi, Charles. Good morning. You're welcome to speak.
Good morning,
to
Lloyd
us.
Graham.
All right, we're clued in now. So as I was saying, the people in the audience are welcome to speak to us as we're at the. It's usually better at the agenda item, but if you want to have general comments at the end under old or new business, we welcome to take your opinion there too. So, bottom line is we want your input. But of course, within reason. We don't have we're not like the Senate where you have 3 minutes and we cut you off. So, but with that in mind, do we have any general comments before we get started from the TCQ staff? All right. Then we'll jump right into the 2015 annual report, the draft that I submitted earlier, and I will entertain any discussions. Any comments? Well, I'll explain it right quick. Basically, it's the same format as I've used in the past. And what I did was go through our minutes from the 2015 meeting. I tried to pull out the highlights from those meetings. And that's what's further down in to the, let's see, we'll get down to page 5, primary 2015 actions taken by the committee. And for those on the phone, if you would please mute your phone, we'd appreciate that. Don't put us on hold, but just mute. Thanks. So again, I just went through the minutes of the 2015 meetings and put the highlights there. There's always possible I missed something, so hopefully TCQ staff have been able to kind of peruse it too to see if I may have overlooked something. We did provide one bit of advice.
Can you highlight what that advice is?
That advice is on page 6.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of the page. And I just copied and pasted the advice and the rationale that we had with that letter. And our bylaws require us to provide, well, as you see, the very first paragraph talks about the usefulness of the committee and the cost of the committee. So that's why those items are included in there. I'm open to any comments, suggested revisions, adds, deletes. Motions.
I'll approve it. One motion to approve.
All right. We have a motion from Don Lee to approve. Do we have a second? We have a second from Mike Ford. I'll again open it up for discussion. Any discussion on this item? Hearing none, we'll call the vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Motion carries. I will plan to submit this in the next few days to the commissioners, and of course copy you on the final, and it'll also be put on the website, TCQ website. Okay, we'll go to the next item then, the 3-year review or update of Tier 1 table as required by 30 TAC section 1714B, and before we get into this, if we could get a couple of have a little entertainment over here on the end. If we could get two items, and legal staff, I don't see legal staff here, and I don't know if they want to touch one item, but I am curious about an update on the Hersics. Does anyone want to give an update?
Hello. This is Shelley Mike with TCEQ staff. I'll let y'all step in if I miss anything, but the last I heard was the Brazos Electric lawsuits. Those negative use determinations were upheld, and I haven't heard any more movement on the other lawsuits. Okay, that's the last I heard. That was about a month ago.
Okay.
Does anyone know the schedule of the additional, of when, if any of the additional suits are scheduled for trial yet?
I haven't heard. I haven't heard anything scheduled yet.
And has the time period for decision to appeal by Brazos run yet? Do we know if they're appealing or not appealing?
I haven't heard anything on it.
If I recall correctly, they had until mid-January, but I don't know what the ultimate outcome of that was.
Right. I thought we would have heard by now. We haven't seen anything.
So apparently they have not filed anything. Brazos has not?
Not okay. That I know of.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other comments, updates on the Hersics? All right. And the reason I was going with this, I know it could be controversial. Ultimately, and this might be idealistic, but if depending on the court decision, there might be a certain percentage that we might recommend on Tier 1. But I realize this is a hot item, and we don't want to tackle that now. So it's in litigation, and we can't do anything with it now while it's in litigation. But that was my thought process. I just want to let you know. And not that I have a direct interest in this, but it seems like it could be advice that's useful going forward. All right, so while we're on the three-year review, also, Shelley or someone, or Ron or someone, if you could give us some thoughts on the staff's plans. It's my understanding that you don't have any recommendations for revisions.
Right, we don't have any open rulemaking right now, and there's no formal process to do the triennial review unless we get recommendations for revisions, but we haven't had any that we've received thus far.
Okay. So it's my understanding if we have no recommendations, then it's just as that. We don't have to, that avoids a rulemaking and it just stops there. But we are obligated according to our bylaws, and well, according to 1131, we have to review it every 3 years. So that's why we have this on the agenda. So I say 1131. It's actually Reg 1714. So I will open it for any discussions for Tier 1 or rules in general, if you want to go there.
The only rules I know about that might lead to additional equipment, and I think they're not likely to be implemented this year because there'll be challenges, are the various rules that have been proposed both by EPA and BLM to put more rules on capture of methane at the source of oil and gas production. So there's an EPA proposed rule and there's a BLM proposed rule, but they're only proposed at this point. I imagine by the end of the year there'll be a final action, but I imagine there'll be, you know, legal disputes that could lead, you know, to some additional requirements on things like leak detection inspections, which could add to a list of equipment, although a lot of that equipment probably is already covered, frankly. So just something to watch. I'm not making a recommendation at this point, but that could lead to some additional requirements in the oil and gas fields. That's the only thing I can think of that's, you know, might happen this year.
Okay. Speaking of, when you say methane, that just jogged my memory that I've intended to ask the staff also. It's my understanding that Of course, we had the advice last April, and we advised on that. I didn't see it. Maybe I overlooked it, but I didn't see where the commission has acted on that advice. Is that correct, or am I incorrect?
This is Shelley Nike again. The commission hasn't acted on that advice formally.
Okay. Or informally, in guidance or
no
otherwise. Okay.
Do you have any applications on carbon capture sequestration equipment at this point?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Whatever came of that project?
That project, that application got approved. It's not pending.
So that's done, right, and happening? That's Brazoria County?
Yeah, you're talking about the Petronova project at NRG's Parish project is moving forward.
Fort Bend County.
Fort Bend, that's right.
Fort Bend. That application was approved. But I think the answer was nothing's pending because that one's done.
And the other, the West Texas Odessa, has that hasn't actually submitted... No.
Okay. I mean, there was an abatement agreement entered into, as I understand it, but that project's prospects are uncertain at this point.
Yeah, they had a VLA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Any other items on Tier 1? I thought we were going to have some discussion. And it's my understanding this rule says, well, I need to look at it. The actual rule, I'm sorry I don't have it here in front of me, but it says at least every 3 years. So if we decide now that we don't have anything and something comes up, like something new that Cyrus is talking about, we can still add it, but we just have to do it at least every 3 years. Of course, I don't ever want to get into a situation of reviewing them every year. I mean, that's probably too much, but.
And so where are we in the three-year cycle?
This year is a three-year cycle.
This is the third year?
This is the third year.
The last rulemaking was in 2014.
So 2017 would be the, and that's why you'd consider starting now, right?
If we're to do rulemaking, it's almost a one-year process.
Right. So remind us of the process. It would probably, if rulemaking is in 2017, you would probably put it in the spring or the first quarter of 2017
it would just depend on when we were to initiate it, and it would go to public comment and all. It would go through the rulemaking process.
So when were the previous rules adopted?
What, 2014? Prior to that, 20?
No, I'm thinking what time in 2014?
What time?
Is it late in the year? Or?
I think it was August, and that was also to implement a House bill.
Right.
When we adjusted the review times.
So if we were to start the process, you say it's a year-long process. Is that year-long after we make a recommendation, or is that year include our discussions?
It would depend on how that process went. If you wanted to file a rulemaking petition, we would have to act on that pretty quickly and set a timeline for that. If it was a recommendation and we initiated the rulemaking, again, it goes through that rulemaking initiation. We would draft the rule. It would go to a proposal agenda, be considered, and we would have a public comment period and respond to this. So it's roughly a year, I would say. 18 months.
18 months
is what I'm hearing.
Okay, it's getting longer.
Okay,
until I hear 24.
So it's in a if you want it if. It would be an appropriate time to look at this now.
Yeah, well, yeah, if I can back up from what you just said, when, in Don's question, when would we need to have some advice to you? By August?
August sounds good. Sure.
So how many meetings do you contemplate before August?
Well, right now we're once a quarter, but if we get into something that requires more time to analyze, we can meet more often at that point.
Right. So we'll at least have one before August, right?
Right.
Or maybe we'll have one and then one toward in August.
Mm-hmm. Could be, yes.
To finalize something, so we could have one more meeting, have this on the agenda, discuss it, then finalize a advice at the August meeting. And have we don't even know, I guess, at this point, whether we have any changes to advise, but at least that would be advice, right?
And depending on whatever is proposed by the committee, I could envision, you know, if it's significant, it might be a working group of our advisory committee to spend more time. In other words, not just the hour or two that we spend on a quarterly meeting.
Should,
more time.
Should we ask for our next meeting to, should we schedule a presentation on the current tier one and go over it and like have our, these great guys at TCEQ kind of come up and lead us through it in a relatively quick way, but a more in-depth than we do today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the best process or whether it's a matter of asking the industry and asking other stakeholders for everyone to bring their ideas. Maybe that's a part of it. And so we have an outreach part of this that if we wind up with no ideas, we can at least nothing to advise changing. We can at least show the commission that we asked stakeholders and didn't get any back, or got three back and none of them made sense, or got three back and two of them made sense and we're recommending those and one of them doesn't. You know,
I've been asking business associations for months, or at least advising them that 2016 is when we'll start this process. So I have not received any. I've heard some discussion points, but I haven't received any recommendations.
Do we have a process to formally ask the stakeholders, hey, this is a chance for you to recommend or ask for changes?
I basically sent an email to the business associations, and again, I'm just representing the business. I realize there are other stakeholders, but it was informal. I did it by email. They put it on their next agendas. They asked. I still don't have any input.
I mean, I can kind of do the same thing from the local government standpoint and send something out to. I think I've got a good list of all the local government people who have shown interest in this over the time, so we could send something to them and ask them to bring forward any ideas that they have.
Okay.
I'm just trying to show some process to the commission of outreach so that they can feel comfortable going forward with either nothing or something, that they've met their statutory duty to conduct a review.
I will be very open with you about one point, and that is whatever is proposed, I would rather us iron it out as much as we can so we can minimize any controversy during a legislative year. I'd rather not get legislators involved with something that might I can't envision anything that would go there, but that's why I'm trying to plan ahead, far ahead of time.
Yeah, well, I hate the fact that for the first time the legislature decided that if this process says no, you just go to them and they'll create an end around to say yes.
Mm-hmm. We do have one example of that, yes. Okay. Any comments from staff? I don't want to put you on the spot. Any other comments on Tier 1?
No other comment right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
If there are proposals or something, we'll know about it. Somebody comes up with something, we're going to find
them. Right. Right. I would at least like to get it to our committee at least a week before we meet. Right. And I'm not for necessarily for just to have ideas, just to give us something to do. I mean, I don't want to stir this unnecessarily. But if there's some real things to even help the application process to make that smoother or anything along those lines, I'm open to it.
Bob Roland Bieber. If there is something that needs to be done and we wait until the last part of the second quarter, we have a very short fuse to get everything done. What would be wrong for us to try to schedule a meeting, get staff's input, get them to give us, I think we need a refresher on what they do, how they do it, why they do it, what's out there, as soon as possible. If everything's fine, we've done a review, we can move forward. If not, we've got time to do whatever needs to be done.
Would a refresher, do you think that'd be appropriate on a conference call for us, or would you rather meet again?
I like to meet eyeball to eyeball. And okay. A parenthetical comment about a work group, we're small enough to have everybody be involved in that work group.
Okay.
Instead of segmented, my personal opinion.
My only comment about that is, I'm not trying to be overly critical here, but sometimes we tend, and I'm guilty of this too, I have a day job, and these things tend to be put off until a day or two before these meetings. So depending on what it is, we might need more time. That was my point.
That's why I asked for the information. If we're going to get something, we get it way ahead before we meet, so we have time to review it.
Okay.
Has staff seen any Tier 2 applications in the last couple of years that are sort of repeats that might warrant something?
We haven't seen anything recently that we'd like to add. Most of what we get is the same thing over and over. But we'll go through all our Tier 2s and Tier 3s and see if there's anything.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful, just to kind of see if is a lot, if we're seeing like a lot of the same Tier 2, Tier 3 type of equipment that would warrant, you know, making it easier on staff for review and just putting it on the Tier 1 list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll just kind of plant a seed here, depending on where that goes, Tier 2s, especially Tier 3s. I noticed the top of table 1714A, in the first sentence it says, has determined is used wholly for pollution control purposes. So it used to say wholly or partly. So we might want to consider that too, if we have any partial recommendations to go back on the Tier 1. And if anybody comes up with a brilliant idea for Tier 3s that we've been trying for 6 years to revise that, we're certainly open to that too. All right. Anything else? All right, we are a little shorter discussion than I had planned. All right, we'll move forward. If no other discussion on tier one, we will, just as a summary, and let me make sure I've got it in my mind that we're going to try to have, if we have anything, by August of this year is our goal. Okay. With the anticipation of it being in the rules for 2017, probably by August of 2017. Is that the thought? That's correct. Although you said 18 months. It could be long.
18 months. It felt like last time with session, and then I think we waited late before we got approved to share. I believe we shared with you the language right before we went to proposal.
Okay. I'm sorry, if you say much, could you come up here and get on record?
Air Quality Division. I think last time we waited a little late to share the language with you. I think we could approach it a little different this time and try to work out, you know, taking your recommendation and then as we work on it, share it. But I think last time we sort of waited a little later and and Ron will have to remind me, we ran a legislative year, but I don't think we went to adoption until we were out of session. Is that right, Ron? Do you remember?
Last time we waited until not only we were out of session, but we were priority-wise, we were bumped down the list as far as rulemaking.
Right.
Because what we were doing didn't have to be in place.
Right, because everyone else here is implementing different legislation, so they'll jump priority as far as getting them through the process.
Sure.
So I think the sooner you start talking about it, though, the better we can all work together. And I think this time around, I need to do a better job about getting any draft language released to you earlier. I think we waited late last time, and then I think you guys wanted to have more discussions before we went to proposal. So we can do a better job of that.
Okay. One item that does come to mind that we mentioned briefly was the advice we gave in April. Should that be part of rules or guidance? And I realize TCEQ doesn't have to accept our advice, but that's just a thought. If we have anything else along those lines.
Can I ask a question? If there's no recommended changes, does it still go through the rulemaking process with a public comment, or does it just not happen? How does that work?
No, we wouldn't initiate rulemaking if there's no changes.
So we can't use the public comment as a tool to get ideas, because at that point there would be no public comment if there was no proposed rule change.
Right.
Okay.
And this rulemaking will only occur if we petition? Is that correct?
No, not necessarily. That's one way to initiate the rulemaking if you have specific. Or you could make the recommendation to us and we could formulate the...
Okay.
We could initiate the rulemaking.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Would there possibly be a... If y'all decided you needed to do a rulemaking, though, you would let us know, right?
Right. We would. And that's a kind of what Donna was alluding to, make sure that this group gets to take a look at that proposal language.
And Donna, not to nail you down on the exact date, but when you said early, when are you thinking of early for us?
I don't know that I had a date in mind. I just feel like last time we waited really close till we went to proposal, and I think that kind of threw a wrench in you guys having the discussions that you wanted to have. So if we go forward with the rulemaking, we'll go earlier to our executive director to ask if we can release it. We can never release draft proposal language until it's published for the public, which is 2 weeks before it goes to agenda.
Okay.
I would want to ask that you get more time with it being the advisory committee, and I just feel like maybe the last two times we've opened it up, we haven't done that early enough.
Felt like a surprise last time.
So, yeah, we can do better with that.
Okay. That helps. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions about the procedures or the process? All right. We'll move forward to item four. Any old business we need to discuss that we may not have overlooked? We have any new business?
Bob, I'd just like to bring up maybe for clarification from the staff. I don't want to like specifically discuss any applications, but I've generally seen kind of a trend of applications getting kicked back for citing a permit requirement for the means for installing pollution control property, and that getting kicked back and saying, well, no, that doesn't necessarily count. We need to have a regulatory citation. And in both cases that I'm familiar with, that regulatory citation actually did exist. So that was we were able to do that. But, you know, in the past, citing a regulatory or a permit requirement has not been anything that's warranted getting a notice of deficiency. I was curious where this sort of trend is going or where it's coming from.
If I could ask the people on the phone if you'll mute. Again, we're having a little feedback here.
I can address that. We do require a regulatory citation, and I would say for the most part, if the applicant has a permit, there's some regulation that's compelling them to obtain that permit. So we would just require what that citation would be that compels, in addition to that permit number, confirming that they have a permit.
And again, this is
okay.
That's the hurdle there is that rule citation.
I guess hypothetically, you know, I could see a situation where an environmental rule might either not necessarily be applicable, or there may be like tiered levels of, you know, compliance with like a standard or something like that, and maybe a facility writes in their permit voluntarily to comply with a standard that, you know, is maybe. So this kind of points to the meet or exceed question. So, you know, I may have a tighter restriction in a permit that I'm meeting that goes above and beyond the regulatory citation. So what would happen in that situation?
I mean, if there's a regulation, though, requiring that permit and requiring that they meet the rules, what's in that permit, then that would I think that would suffice. I'm looking at staff here. As long as you can point to, here's this, it could be a, you know, city code, county code, whatever. It doesn't have to be a TCEQ rule either. But whatever it is that's compelling them to need that permit and have to abide by what's in that permit, we would accept that.
Okay.
Just so not the, we have a permit, that's not insufficient as a rule citation.
Okay.
So citing the section of the permit is not acceptable either, is what you're saying. Like if there's a permit that has, and I'm thinking of like air permits that we have that are very pretty voluminous.
Right. It's either here's the rule that compels me to meet the requirements of my permit, or here's the rule that compels me to meet the special conditions, if that's what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and this is to comply with meet or exceed special condition one, let's say.
Okay.
We would still need that rule citation in addition to the permit.
I think I understand what you're saying. This kind of sounds similar to like how BMPs are treated with stormwater permits. There's not necessarily a regulatory citation that says you need to go and install a stormwater pond, but there's a regulatory citation that basically says your industry falls under the multi-sector general permit. And I think the guidance on the website says you would cite the regulation that requires you to have the permit.
Right, and then we'd like to see, you know, and then perhaps that excerpt from the plan itself.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So, okay, so it's kind of parallel, I guess, in that case. And if there's a citation, a regulation that requires me to, say, reduce a pollutant by X amount, that would be the ideal sort of thing to put as the regulatory citation in the application. However, if it's sort of an above and beyond situation where I'm told I have to go get this permit, and in the permit I'm required to do X, so I could cite the regulation that tells me to go get the permit.
Right. I don't think either one is preferable. I think both are acceptable either way.
Okay. Yeah, those kind of ideas, comments, that's a feedback we're having, and help our communication maybe clarify something, and some things might not need to be clarified in rules or guidance, but maybe it does. So, all right. Any other comments?
Question, you guys do an annual report yourselves every year. When do we expect the 2015, and will we get a chance to review that?
Yeah, By August, we should have that. And we'll we can.
Because of the application timing and the fact that we're so busy in the spring, we don't start the report until June. And last year, I think we had it done by the 1st of August in a draft format, so we could share it with you guys at a meeting that coincided about that time as a draft.
Okay.
Good.
I think this has been asked and answered. So the prior discussion, so if there's something in a permit, just let's take an air permit, but there's not a clear regulatory citation other than the 116, 115, thou shalt comply with your permit conditions, that's enough, right?
Right, in addition to the permit.
Right. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Just wanted to make sure. Because there are clauses like that in the regs. Thou shalt comply with your general conditions, your special conditions, your standard permit conditions. And so that's...
And we see that.
You're
exactly.
Saying make sure that there's a regulatory citation that drives that home.
Correct.
For each of the program. Got it.
Okay. Any other comments? Any comments from the public? All right. All right. With that in mind, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 10:37. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.